Morning, brothers and sisters.
What a joy it is to have that thought, to know that one day we will stand before the King. And as we consider that, there may be thoughts of anxiety or fear.
到那件事的时候, 你可能或者会有些的焦虑,
but there's also that hope of rejoicing and wonderful anticipation.
但是另一方面, 你亦都会很喜乐, 等待这一天的来临。
Let's look at some scripture this morning from starting with Revelations.
我们先来回到启示录。
I want to spend some time sharing about this King of Kings.
我们愿意来看看这个万王之王。
And those that are with him.
和那一群人和他一起。
Revelations chapter 17, verse 14.
启示录第17章第14节。
Revelation 17, verse 14.
启示录第十七章第十四节.
These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful.
他们与羔羊争战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王，同着羔羊的。 就是蒙召被选有忠心的也必得胜。
I'd like us to turn back to the Gospel of Matthew.
我愿意再来回到马太福音。
Chapter 22, verse 14.
第22章第14节。
Matthew 22, verse 14.
马太福音第22章第14节。
For many are called, but few are chosen.
因为被召的人多，选上的人少。
And then our last verse for the start of this time, the letter to the Ephesians.
再回到开始我们要读的最后那段的圣经是以弗所书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Let's read verses 3 through 5.
以弗所书第一章第3至5节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。 他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着自己儿子所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
The Lamb of God came into this world some 2,000 years ago.
神的羔羊在2000年之前来到这个世界上面。
He died, he rose again, he came to save us.
他从死里复活来拯救我们。
But he did not come just to save us.
但他不单单的来拯救我们。
But he also came to destroy the works of the evil one.
他还要来毁灭恶者的所为。
And there is a time soon where our Lord will return.
很快的时候, 主就要再回来。
And he will complete this work against the enemy.
他就会完成对付仇敌这件事。
And when that time comes, when this Lamb of God, our King of Kings, he will overcome the enemy.
当这个时候来的时候, 这个万王之王就要来对付好这个仇敌。
And there will be those who are with him.
他会完全的得胜, 并且有一班人跟着他。
Who are the called and chosen and faithful.
就这个是被选召有忠心的。
And so this is what I want to focus on this morning.
这一点就是我今早上所要分享交通的。
Who are these people?
这一班人究竟是什么样的人呢?
Is it three different types of people?
是不是三种不同类别的人呢?
Or is it one type of people with three different qualities?
或者是一个系列有三种不同的表现的人?
It's been several months since I last shared.
我最上次在这里分享是几个月之前。
And the last time I was standing before you here, I was sharing about the first quality.
上一次我站在这里的时候分享就是说明第一点。
About those that are called.
就是那一班被蒙召的人。
We know that we are not called merely to be saved.
我们知道我们蒙召不单单只是要得救。
But that the Lord actually calls us into something much greater.
但是主蒙召我们有一个更高更大的呼召。
And we can go back and what we did was we had looked at the life of Abraham.
我们以前就去回头看过关于亚伯拉罕的事。
And we can see how he was called.
我们看见亚伯拉罕怎样被神来呼召。
He was called to go out, to depart.
亚伯拉罕是被召去
To leave a land of idolatry and to go into the promised land.
去离开那个偶像的居住的地方, 去一个神应许他的新的地。
He was called into greatness.
他是被神呼召要去进入这个伟大的里面。
To not just be a father, but a father of the multitudes, a father of nations.
不单止是, 一个, 不单止是一个伟大的父，是要做万人的父。
Then he was called to be a blessing.
亚伯拉罕是被呼召进入一个祝福里面。
And not just to receive blessing, but to be a blessing unto others and to all families of the earth.
不单止是要神要单单的祝福他，并且亚伯拉罕是被神成为叫亚伯拉罕成为一个万人的祝福。
So this morning, I'd like to focus on this second quality.
今天早上我愿意分享这个第二点。
About those that are chosen.
就是这一班被选的人。
And what does it mean to be chosen?
被选上怎么解释呢?
And I believe it's important to say a word about the difference between being called and being chosen.
我愿意为着被蒙召和被选这两件事作一个解释。
Because our first impression is that they can be one and the same, or they're very similar. And while there are similarities, there are differences as well. We know that the Lord's call is extended to all. All men are to be saved. But we also know from reading His Word that His choosing is limited.
神的拣选是很独特的。
And it's really constrained to those who are willing to be changed, who are willing to be made ready.
神的选召, 是限于有一班, 答应他的人。
Everyone wants to go to a better place.
每一个人都想去一个更好的地方, 是吗?
As men, we all talk about going to heaven after we pass.
我们人人都想上天堂, 是吗?
This is something that is universal.
这个是个人都想要的。
But how many of us are willing to be changed?
但是有多少人愿意被改变呢?
We all want to go on our own terms.
我们愿意是凭着自己的条件去被改变。
In our own way.
凭着我们自己的拣选。
But the Lord wants something better.
但是主要更好的。
Being called, the focus is more about the destination.
被蒙召那个看法呢，就去蒙召去边度。
Of what the Lord wants, of where the Lord wants to take us, and what is it that He wants to do.
我们蒙召主要带到我们去边个目的地。
It's of that which lies ahead.
在我们前边究竟有什么等着我们。
What we aspire for.
我们要被激励去到边度。
Is entering into what God has prepared for us.
就是我们要被神带领我们去到什么的地步。
Being chosen, I believe the focus is more about character.
被选上, 我觉得就是 有一個人的性格在裡面。
And it's about as much of God's character as it is about our character.
就是神怎樣的性格,我們就需要有怎樣的性格。
Who he is.
神是怎樣的一位。
And who he wants us to become.
神要將我們作成到怎樣的一位。
It's not just accepting where God calls us to go.
不單只是單單的答應神呼召。
But it really speaks of realizing what it is that the Lord wants to do within us.
但是更加的要答应神要在我们身上，我们要愿意神在我们身上作到什么的地步。
Becoming who He created us to be from the beginning.
要让神 在我们里面作成他所要作成。
And I think the simple way to think about this is when we consider what it is like to be called or to be invited.
简单的说明，就好像我们被神来邀请这样。
Whether to an event like a party or perhaps a call to a posting for a job.
或者你从人那边来看，你是被邀请去一个宴会。
Maybe like trying out for a team.
或者你被邀请去面试，去打球，邀请去参加这个球队等等。
The calling is for all.
这个邀请是对所有人的，公开的。
But only some will respond to the call.
但只会有一部分人答应这个呼召。
The choosing
这个被选呢，
is for even a more select group.
是，限制呢，额呢，还是缩细嘅。
Is for those who are qualified.
是被选上嗰啲呢，你要做得到嗰个地步，嗰个合规矩，你先至能够被选上。
Is for those who are made ready.
是要嗰啲人呢，系准备好嘅，先可以被选上。
So what does it mean to be qualified? What does it mean to be made ready?
那你怎样才为止合格呢?
What is our starting point? What's the basis?
那我们合格的标准在哪里呢?
That's where I find Ephesians chapter 1 very helpful.
当我们回到以弗所书第一章的时候就很清楚了。
Our starting point is with the Lord.
我们合格的标准是根据我们的主。
He chose us before the foundation of the world.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，
that we should be holy and blameless，
使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Even before we had done anything good or bad，
在当我们做一些好事或坏事之前，
before we were born，
在我们出世以前，
He chose us that we would be in His presence。
神在基督里面就已经拣选了我们。
And not just in His presence,
不单止在他面前,
but in His presence as sons.
在他面前得着一个儿子的名分,
to be a part of His family.
就是在神里面和他作成一个家庭一样。
Just think about how we as parents become fathers and mothers.
就是你想想，当一个人成为父亲母亲的时候,
was it just by chance?
是不是巧合的呢?
Or was there some planning?
或者是有些计划出来的呢?
Now I know we like to say that accidents happen.
我们有时会说是撞彩出来的，意外出来的。
And that some of our children did not come by planning.
有些小朋友是意外撞彩出来的。
But I think in many instances there is choice.
但是很多的时候都是拣选的，是有计划的。
Or at least there's an element of choice.
是选择性的。
But we also have to understand that life only happens by the sovereignty of God.
但我们需要明白，有一个生命出来的时候，是神有一个主宰的手在背后。
We can do all the planning and all the choosing that we want.
我们可以计划、拣选等等，做很多的事情。
But it takes the hand of God to make life.
但是需要神的手在背后主宰这个事情才能够发生。
Because life is a miracle.
因为生命实在是一个神迹。
So spiritually it's similar.
属灵的事情也是一样。
With this choosing.
在这个被选上的事情上面。
we have a choice to respond to God's call.
当神呼对我们呼召的时候，我们有一个需要有一个回应。
We can accept the call or we can deny his call.
我们可以答应他这个呼召，也可以不要他这个呼召。
And this is the free will that he has given to each and every one of us.
神是给我们一个自由的意志。
But there's another aspect that we must acknowledge, and that is God's sovereignty.
但是另一方面来讲，你们都看到神背后的主宰。
God in his infinite wisdom has chosen some, but not all.
神在无限的智慧里面去选上一部分，他没有选上所有的人。
And accordingly, we have all been called to come and know him.
我们是这个呼召是对所有人的，都要来认识他。
But only some will come and freely accept him.
但只有一部分是愿意自己的愿意去答应这个呼召。
Now we can spend time and argue, debate, fellowship about predestination versus free will.
我们可以花很多的时间呢来辩论这个问题，关于预定论或者是你自己拣选的能力。
Or election and choice.
或者是这个被选召或者你自己的拣选。
But somewhere between his choosing us and us choosing him, we must acknowledge that there is the sovereignty of God at work.
在这件事情上是神拣选我们，因为是我们拣选神的事情上面，我们要说明的就是神在背后有一个主宰的权柄。
In the sovereignty of God, there is wisdom.
在神主宰的权柄里面有神的智慧。
We know that we are limited in our understanding of the things of God.
我们在我们头脑里面，脑海里面实在是很狭窄的，不能够了解许多神的事情。
When we came into this world, we knew nothing. We had nothing.
当我们来到这个世界上面，我们没拥有任何东西，不认识任何东西。
And over the course of time, the Lord provides us with parents, with siblings, with brothers and sisters in Christ to be able to teach us.
在经过时间的过程里面，神给我们有父母、兄弟姊妹，甚至在教会里面有弟兄姊妹来教导我们，叫我们慢慢的学。
And then we begin to think we know something.
跟着我们就觉得啊，我们懂得一些事了。
And we become wise.
我们懂得了。
Or proud.
或者甚至会自己以为很聪明。
Or strong.
很有能力。
But one of the greatest things to know.
有一件事情我们需要知道。
Is to know that we cannot know everything.
但是我们就要认识到我们不能够懂得所有的事情。
And to know that God is the one who does know everything.
要认识到神是全知的。他知道所有的事情。
As it says in the Proverbs that we're all familiar with.
就好像是箴言里面讲。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
As great and as wonderful as the way that God has created us, we have to place credit where credit is due.
我们的受造是奇妙可畏，但是我们需要将荣耀归给神。
Because if we become wise in our own eyes, we will miss out on God's wisdom.
当我们以为自己懂的时候，我们就很多时候就看不见神要我们看的东西。
We will begin to think that we don't need God.
我们就开始会自以为不需要神了。
In our governments, in our community, in our schools, in our homes.
在我们的社会、政府、我们甚至自己的家庭里面。
We think that Christ crucified is just a good story.
我们以为受被钉的基督是只是一个故事。
Or maybe even a fable.
或者以为只是一个的传说。
And so that is why God had to choose those things that are foolish.
所以神，为什么神要拣选这帮愚拙的呢？
Those things that are weak, those things which are base.
软弱的呢？是无有的呢？
The despised things.
是被人看低的呢？
To shame the wise.
因为就是要来叫有智慧的来羞辱。
To shame the strong.
叫那些刚强的被羞辱。
To be chosen of God requires humility.
当我们被选上的时候，我们需要谦卑。
A surrender of our wisdom and even of our will.
我们将我们的自己的自以为有的智慧，将我们的自己的拣选都要来奉献出来给主。
I'd like to also point out that in the sovereignty of God, there is also love.
但我还要说明的就是在神主宰的背后里面是有他的爱在这里。
As we've read here in Ephesians 1, 4 and 5, in love, he predestined us to adoption as sons.
就是我们在以弗所书第一章第五节那里，又因爱我们。
He prepared for us to be in his household.
神预备我们在每一个人在他的家中。
To serve his purpose.
愿意来服侍他的旨意。
As sons, as heirs.
好似儿子，好似他的后嗣一样。
As rulers, co-laborers.
好似一啲与他同作王的人，同他一同得份的人一样。
And we know that even in spite of our failures,
虽然我们有时会失败。
That God still loves us so much.
但是神还是这样的爱我们。
Because he is one who is rich in mercy.
因为他就是一位用大爱爱我们的。
And he loves us with such a great love that even when we were dead in our transgressions, God made us alive together in Christ.
因着神有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，就叫我们与基督一同活过来。
The God that we know is a God of mercy and compassion.
我们所认识的神是一位满有丰盛的怜悯恩典的一位。
Turn with me to the book of Romans.
你去，当你翻到，你同我一起翻到，罗马书。
I'd like to spend much of our time this morning in the book of Romans and a little bit of time back in the book of Genesis.
我们愿意去来查读一下罗马书，并且之后呢会去到创世纪。
I want to spend some time looking at the life of Jacob.
愿意之后的时间会有一点就用在看雅各的身上。
Because in Jacob's life, we really see the matter of choice.
在雅各的身上，你会见到他怎样的是选择。
And we really see how it is that the hand of God is at work in a man.
但你亦都见到神的手怎样在他的生命来主宰着。
Let's start from Romans 9.
我们先来到罗马书第九章。
Verses 10 through 16.
第十至到十六节。
Verse 10. And not only this, but there was Rebekah also, when she had conceived twins by one man, our father Isaac. For though the twins were not yet born and had not done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose according to his choice might stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls. It was said to her, the older will serve the younger, just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. What shall we say then? There is no injustice with God, is there? May it never be, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy.
罗马书第九章第十至到十六节，不但如此，还有利百加，既从一个人，就是从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有作出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎召人的主。神就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所护的。这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有，因为他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
So as odd as it may be to think that our choosing has nothing to do with the good or bad things we do.
真的很奇怪，因为这里讲到我们所拣选的好或者不好，完全是不根据。
Our choosing has nothing to do with the good or bad things that we do.
实际我们的拣选是不根据我们作出来的善或者恶。
That is something that is odd to think.
真的很难想象。
And that is true because our choosing really has to deal with God.
因为这里就说明我们的拣选是因着是从神来的。
It starts with who our Lord God is first.
是要回去神是哪一位这个事情上面。
And then it takes an account who we are.
跟住先至来到我们是怎样。
And what our heart is like.
跟住先至移身到我们的心是好又或恶。
That's why I say that our choosing has there's two sides of it. The Lord's side, who the Lord is, and our side, who is it that we are to become.
因為我哋嘅揀選係兩面嘅，第一面就係神係點樣嘅神，第二就係我哋點樣嘅回應。
In reading this, we may even think, well, God's choosing in some ways is unfair.
甚至我哋睇呢一件事情上邊，覺得可能會話神你好唔公平喎。
Why is it that He loves Jacob but hates Esau?
點解你話你愛雅各，惡以掃咧？
This is not something that is necessarily easy to answer.
係。很難解釋的。
But I would start with that we have to hold on to the fact that our Lord God is a God of mercy and a God of compassion.
但我們需要找緊的一點就是這位神是一位發憐憫的神。
As a father of several kids, I've been asked on many occasions, who's my favorite?
我是幾個孩子的父親，很多時候都有人問我這個問題，誰是你最喜愛的兒子？
Is it my oldest, who is the walking dictionary?
是不是最大的那個呢？因為你問他什麼他都懂得答。
Or is it my youngest, who doesn't like dictionaries?
因為最小的那個呢？因為他經常都不好答。
He likes people, he's friendly.
他反而很喜歡與其他人相處的。
Or maybe it's one of the middle boys.
或者是其中間那些呢？
The one who's very talkative and engaging.
是不是那個很喜歡說話的那個呢？
Sometimes too much, you just want him to... close his mouth.
有時佢講得太多，要佢暫時唔好講。
Then you have the other end of the spectrum, the one who doesn't ever say a word.
或者有一個咧，好怕醜嘅，成日唔講嘢嘅。
But very diligent.
但係咧，係好勤力嘅喎。
Who's my favorite?
咁我最中意邊個咧？
I get asked this question many times.
我有好多人都問我呢個問題。
I thank the Lord that my answer has always been very consistent.
我感謝神，因為我嘅答案都係不嬲都一樣。
And I think those of you who are parents of more than one child know what the answer is.
如果你多過一個孩子嘅時候，你都會可能會有呢個答案。
I thank the Lord for each and every one of them.
我為著我每一個孩子感謝神。
Of how He has made them, gifted in some areas.
神點樣嘅造佢哋，佢係有啲嘅長處。
Yet with shortcomings and weakness in other areas.
亦喺另一啲方面有啲嘅短處。
So that they may come and learn to know who the Lord is.
咁佢哋就能夠知道神係點樣一位神。
And how we must depend on Him.
係我哋佢哋就能夠知道佢哋需要點樣嘅自己去嚟依靠依位神。
So God loves us all in the same way.
神就係咁樣愛我哋每一個。
Jacob and even Esau.
係雅各愛，以掃都愛。
We must hold on to the fact that He wants all men to be saved.
我哋要知道神係願意萬人得救。
This is God's part.
这个是神的心肠。
The other part has to do with our response.
另一面，他需要我们负责在这个拣选的事情。
And where is our heart?
我们的心是怎么样呢?
Do we care for the things of God?
我们的心有没有放在神的事情上面呢?
Or do we just care about the things of the world?
因为我们的心单单是顾着世界上的事。
But Jacob was chosen over Esau to be God's servant.
雅各是被拣选高過佢以掃佢嘅哥哥嘅。
To fulfill God's purpose and God's promise through Abraham.
因為佢要神要藉著雅各嚟帶出佢對亞伯拉罕雅各祖父嘅應許。
How do we explain that He loves Jacob but hates Esau?
我哋點樣能夠去解釋雅各是我所愛的，以掃是我所惡的
？How do we explain that even before the foundation of the world, that He predestined us as adoption of sons?
我哋點樣能夠去解釋喺創造世界以前，神就預定嘅揀選咗我哋咧
？It's good to remember that God knows our every thought and every intention in our heart.
神係全知嘅，佢無所不知，佢我哋嘅裏邊嘅嘢，佢全部。通通都知道。
And even before a word is formed on our tongue, He knows it all.
我哋嘅口一个字未出嚟嘅时候，神都要知道你要讲乜啦。
So the God who created us in His image knows everything about us.
神，我哋藉着神嘅形象嚟做出嚟嘅，神知道我哋嘅所有一切事情。
From the number of hairs on our head,
我哋嘅头发每一条都有个 number 噶。
To our very thoughts and intentions in our hearts,
我哋每一片思想佢都知道。
To the words that are in our minds, but not even yet on our tongues.
我哋
Then cannot the same God know who it is that will love him and serve him, even before they come into being?
你猜不猜到,以为他知不知我们要爱他,因为爱多少呢?
Is that too much for the God of the universe?
你猜神会认识这件事情呢?
The question that we should be asking is not who is chosen, or when are we chosen, or why is one chosen?
我们要的问题不是单单要问神要拣选哪个,是何时拣选等等。
But who am I drawing near to?
但我们应该的态度就是,我们需要亲近哪一位?
God is God.
神就是神。
He's not going to change.
神是永远不变的。
But we, on the other hand,
但我们来看呢?
There's much about us that needs to be changed.
但我们有许多的地方需要改变。
But are we willing to be changed into the likeness of God?
但我们愿不愿意
As a young man, Jacob, the Lord must have seen something in him that was worth redeeming.
在雅各的身上,神一定看到一些他喜欢的事情。
The raw material was there, the love, the passion, the drive.
雅各的那个用心,那个热诚,可能就被神欣赏到。
But it needed guidance.
但是神需要 雅各需要一个带领,正确的带领。
Because left unchecked, untamed, it was very self-serving.
因为如果单单用雅各的自己的热诚来让它发展的时候, 就会可能会发展到一个不正确的地步。
Jacob was very shrewd, very cunning.
因为雅各就是一个很狡猾的人。
And he did whatever he needed to in order to accomplish his goals.
雅各就 用他自己任何想得出想到出来的方法去要争取自己的东西。
We may remember his name means supplanter.
我们知道他的名字就是要 找着的意思。
That is, yes, to take by force, to grab hold of.
就是要握着隔壁那个。
He swindled the birthright from his brother.
他就将他 哥哥长子的名分这样握着回来。
He stole the blessing from Esau, the older.
握了他哥哥长子的名分。
And because of this, he had to leave his family and run for his life from his brother who wanted to kill him.
因为这样,他就要被赶出去,在自己家里面被赶出去逃亡了。
He had to come and see God firsthand.
他就要单单的要见到这位神。
Because he was blinded by his own ambition and his own passion.
因为他之前靠着他自己的争取,就使他
He had a heart for good things, but he did not pursue them in a good way.
他心里面是渴慕一些好的事情,但是他是找不到。
He was passionate, but he did not practice loving kindness.
他是很热诚,但是他不是追求神的上好。
There was too much of the self-life within him.
在雅各身上,他的自我实在非常之大。
It was about him first and God second.
一切都是他第一,神是第二。
So God had to do his work in him.
所以神要在他的生命中来作工。
Jacob needed a heavenly vision.
雅各需要有一个属天来的异象。
In order for God to become real in his life.
令到神在他生命中能够成为一个真实的。
And so when he was running away from home.
当雅各逃亡的时候,
after he had made a mess of things.
当雅各搞乱当摊要逃亡的时候,
after he had stirred up his brother in such anger and wrath,
当雅各令到他的哥哥非常之怒恨他的时候,
he departed from his family and all that he knew,
他就被赶出去从他的家里被逐出去,那他就要逃亡。
And it was at this time that he met the Lord God.
就在那个时候,他就来遇见神。
Let's turn back to Genesis 28.
我们回到创世纪第28章。
Genesis 28.
创世纪第28章。
Verse 10.
第10节。
Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and spent the night there. Because the sun had set, he took one of the stones of place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he had a dream. And behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. Behold, the angels of God were on it, ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie. I will give it to you and your descendants. Your descendants shall also be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread out to the west and to the east and the north and the south, and in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
創世記第28章10至15節，雅各出了別士巴，向哈蘭走去，到了一個地方，因為太陽落了，就在那裡住宿，便拾起那地方的一塊石頭，枕在頭上，在那裡躺卧睡了。梦见一个梯子站在地上，梯子的头顶顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔、你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
And from 15 on. And behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. However, previously the name of the city had been Luz. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take and will give me food to eat and garments to wear and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God.
15-21, 我也必与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头立作柱子，晓游在上边，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，但那地方起先名叫路斯。雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
What a fantastic meeting.The Lord had come to meet him.
神去遇见这个雅各。
This is the same God that he had heard about all his life.
这一位神就是雅各从世以来所听闻、风闻的神。
Through the stories of his father and his mother.
就是在他父亲、母亲告诉他的那位神。
And he had seen how the Lord God had blessed the family with such great wealth.
他知道这位神怎样的祝福他的家。
But now we see that Jacob no longer had just heard about the Lord God, but now he had actually met the Lord God.
但这位雅各不单只是听过这位神，他现在是遇上了这位神。
In a vision, in a dream.
在一个梦里面。
And when he awoke, he realized that the Lord was in this place.
他在梦醒的时候，他就说，哇，神真的在这里。
And yet he did not know it.
我竟不知道。
And so out of reverence, out of fear, he named that place Bethel.
在很害怕的时候，他觉得很可畏的时候，他就要这个地方作为神的殿，天的门。
Which means the house of God.
这个就是神的家。
Now, how many times are we like this?
我们很多的时候都是这样。
That we don't even know that we are in the Lord's presence.
我们原来都不知道，那个时候我们就在神的面前。
That we don't recognize His hand is all around us.
我们不知道神的手就在我们前后左右包围着。
That He's looking to capture us.
神愿意找着我们。
And to work in us.
来在我们的生命里面作工。
To redeem us.
来将我们来救赎过来。
To make us into His very own people, like His son.
将我们带入他的家中。
We have to come and experience the Lord firsthand. It's not just through stories. It's not just through others. It's not through our parents even. We must come to meet the Lord personally. And we must come to realize that He is at work all around us. Trying to get our attention. Trying to get our hearts. But if we will be quiet and still, we will meet the Lord. And we will be able to receive His promises firsthand. We will discover, like Jacob, that God wants to do a greater work. It's not merely us just gaining a birthright or a blessing. It's not just us getting covering and protection. But it's a matter of living in the Lord's presence. Wherever we go, and whatever conversations and relationships that we have with others. Is a matter of being available to God. It's like being a channel or a vessel for God. Whereby He can use us to fulfill His promise unto all the families of the earth. That they could be blessed through us. Not because of who we are, but because of who He is. And how He has placed the life of Christ within us. Are we willing to be these vessels? That can be changed and molded by God. I want to turn back to the book of Romans. And finish reading from Romans
9.
Where there's some more teaching in regards to vessels. Of what a vessel is like in the hands of God. We'll pick up on verse 18.
由第18节开始,
chapter 9, verse 18.
第9章第18节.
So then He has mercy on whom He desires. This is God. And He hardens whom He desires. You will say to me then, why does He still find fault? For who resists His will? On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this, will it? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? What if God, although willing to demonstrate His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And He did so in order that He might make known the riches of His glory upon vessels of mercy, which He prepared beforehand for glory, even us, whom He also called, not from among Jews only, but also from among Gentiles.
第9章第18节到24节。如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，神要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？你这个人啊，你是谁？竟敢向神强嘴呢？受造之物岂能对做他的说，你为什么这样做我呢？要将难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块作成贵重的器皿，又拿一块作成卑贱的器皿吗？ 倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的权能，就多多忍耐，宽容那可怒、预备
遭毀滅的器皿，又要將他豐盛的榮耀彰顯在那蒙憐憫早預定得榮耀的器皿上。這器皿就是我們被神所召的，不但是從猶太人中，也是從外邦人中，這有什麼不可呢？
We know from reading earlier here in Romans 9 that Jacob was God's chosen one.
我們開頭讀到前面雅各就是神所愛的。
He was elected.
雅各就是被神所選上的。
Predestined even.
是預定的。
Even before he was born.
在雅各出生之前已經被預定了。
Not having done anything good nor bad.
不需要生出来做好作坏是在之前的。
But because of who God is.
因为神就是这位的神。
And this God is the one who knows our hearts.
这位神就是懂得我们的心，这位的神。
And how we will be.
他知道我们要怎样的发展。
This is his sovereignty.
这个就是他的主宰。
It's displayed by wisdom and mercy.
这个就是说明神的怜悯和智慧。
So God had a work that he needed to do.
神有一个工作要带出来。
Jacob had that raw material.
雅各就有一个天然的本分。
He was that lump of clay that the Lord treasured.
雅各就是这一团的泥。
Because there is something about his heart.
这个窑匠是看得上这团泥，因为雅各的心有一些特别。
But it was still very raw.
但是这一团泥呢是未经无造的。
And so God had to rework him.
所以神需要在他身上做一些工作。
He had to press him and knead him like clay.
他要无造这团泥。
And even at times put him into that furnace of fire.
甚至有时候将他去个焗炉度烧下去。
So that he could be baked and strengthened.
所以他就能够被建立起来。
We see that time and time again in Jacob's life.
我们在雅各的生命中一次又一次的这样见到。
And we don't have time today to go back into the details and look at all these different accounts.
今天没时间逐一逐一的这样说明。
But I think most of us can recall.
但很多弟兄姊妹都能够记得。
In several relationships.
在他的人际，几个的人际关系上面。
How the Lord really had to teach Jacob a lesson.
主怎样要教导这个雅各。
And to rework him.
怎样要再来无造他？
With his brother Esau, as we've alluded to earlier this morning.
啊，甚至系藉着以扫。
How he had swindled, how Jacob had swindled his brother.
啊，点雅各点样嚟呃佢嘅哥哥？
He stole the birthright from his brother in a moment of weakness.
啊，当佢哥哥喺觉得最软弱嘅时候，啊，雅各就藉着呢个机会嚟呃咗佢。
When Esau was famished.
啊，当以扫真系攰到喐唔到啦。
And Jacob had prepared a bowl of soup, a bowl of lentil stew.
哇，雅各就做一碗嘅豆汤俾佢。
And he traded that birthright for the stew.
哈，以扫就将呢个豆汤同佢嘅长子名分咁样交换。
Now this was an unfair trade.
呢个实在系非常之唔公平嘅交换。
Jacob didn't have to do it in this way.
雅各其实唔需要咁样做。
But he was cunning.
但系佢好狡猾。
And he was so cunning, he even went to trick his, not only his brother, but his father.
甚至他不单止骗他哥哥，他骗了他的父亲。
It was a blessing that was supposed to be given to his older brother.
其实这个长子名分的祝福是应该给他哥哥的。
But he stole it.
但是都被雅各骗了。
And in the end, it cost him his relationship.
直到最后他的他同父子的关系就咁样冇咗。
With his father, with his mother, and his brother.
甚至他同他的母亲同哥哥的关系都就咁就被毁坏。
Because shortly after these events, he had to leave home.
因为发生咗事情发生咗啦，咁佢就一定要走啦。
Because his brother was ready to kill him.
因为佢嘅哥哥要嚟杀佢。
And so I don't think he ever saw his father and mother again.
我相信阿哥冇。再见过他父亲母亲。
And he lived for many years in the fear of his brother.
雅各在他生命中一直在害怕他哥哥之下一直的生活。
We see it in his relationship with his uncle Laban.
我们看到是在雅各和他的叔叔拉班的关系上面。
Jacob was a shrewd man.
雅各是非常狡猾。
But his uncle Laban was equally shrewd.
但是拉班是更狡猾的。
Jacob saw one of Laban's daughters.
雅各见到拉班有一个女。
Rachel, she was beautiful. He wanted her.
Rachel, Rachel, 拉結。
So he worked 7 years to marry her.
咁啊，雅各就做咗七年工苦工，就要同拉結。
Only to find out that on his wedding night he had married the older daughter that the father wanted to give away first.
啊，其實佢要細女利百加嘅，佢中意細女利百加，但係咧佢就俾佢嘅叔叔拉班呃咗，就做咗七年就娶咗呢個。
So Jacob had to serve his uncle another 7 years for the younger daughter.
跟住雅各就要再做多七年，先至能夠娶到利百加。
The one that he loved.
利百加係佢喜歡嘅。
So Laban made out.
咁啊，拉班就覺得
he had the upper hand over Jacob.
啊，仲握翻你一次。
Because he not only married off both of his daughters.
啊，唔單止咧，娶咗我嗰兩個女。
But he got 14 years of service out of this young man.
啊，仲要你幫我做嘢14年。
We see it in Jacob's relationship also with his wife Leah and their sons.
啊，喺啊雅各啊同佢嘅太太嘅關係上邊，我哋都見到。
He loved the younger sister more, Rachel.
啊，拉結啊，係，雅各係愛拉結多啲。
Whereas the older sister Leah was unloved.
Leah 係雅各愛少啲。
So the Lord closed the womb of the one whom He loved, Rachel, yet opened up bountifully the womb of the one He did not love.
就啊因為咁樣咧，啊神就叫啊利亞咧就多生，但係咧就冇俾拉結啊有啊任何嘅孩子。
And finally, when the Lord had mercy on Rachel, He opened up her womb and they had a son named Joseph.
啊，之後啊神終於憐憫啦，就叫呢個拉結啊能夠生出孩子，約瑟就生咗約瑟出嚟。
And so Jacob had favorites.
啊，跟住咧。啊，雅各咧就好中意呢個啊兒子。
He loved Joseph more than any other.
佢係
the sons.
約瑟係雅各最喜歡嘅兒子。
And we know that one day when Joseph grew up,
當約瑟長大嘅時候
，he was a very proud young man.
啊，佢係好自豪嘅。
And the brothers could not stand him.
啊，自豪到一個地步咧，佢嗰啲兄弟咧好唔中意佢，嫉妒佢。
And so they sold him and they tricked their father into believing that he was killed by a wild animal.
佢就將約瑟賣咗，就嚟呃佢哋嘅父親。
So Jacob mourned for many days.
啊，雅各就以為佢嘅約瑟死咗啦，咁就好傷心，哀哭。
And he carried that loss, this false sense of understanding that his son was dead, for many decades.
就喺幾十年裏邊都以為一直嘅傷心落去，就以為佢呢個約瑟係死咗啦。
How in all these events?
在一切的事情裡面,
in all these relationships,
在這所有一切人際關係裡面,
through all the years,
在許多的年的當中,
he must have wondered what God was doing.
雅各可能想, 神啊, 你在生命裡面做什麼事情呢?
This God whom he had met at the place called Bethel.
這位神, 他, 年輕的時候遇見過在伯特利,
who had promised protection and covering.
曾經應許過要保護他的這位神。
Why would God do this to him?
點解呢位神咁樣嘅對待我咧?
Why would God allow these circumstances upon him?
點解神點樣要俾我遇見呢啲咁樣嘅環境咧?
Why were others treating him so harshly?
點解呢啲人對我咁惡劣嘅咧?
Unfairly.
咁唔公平嘅?
With trickery and deception.
哇！點解同我喺度鬥智咁難嘅咧?
Oh, but was this not who Jacob was himself?
但係依個其實並不是雅各自己嗎
？You know a man reaps what he sows。
依個你種什麼就收什麼。
And Jacob finally through all these events, through many years, through many relationships, came to this understanding。
雅各就經過依許多嘅年，積積埋埋落嚟，終於認識到。
That the Lord God is sovereign。
一位神是一位主宰的神
and that he's going to accomplish this work.
神是要作成，他要作成的。
But how willing are we going to allow him to work on us as a vessel?
但是我们意志上愿不愿意神在我们身上
to press us and to need us.
我们愿不愿意将自己交在神的手中要他来无做呢?
To put us into that fire.
将我们放在那个火窑里面
Do we trust that the Lord God is behind all of our situations.
我哋相唔相信神系主宰着喺我哋生命中嘅所有嘅环境
He is even behind the way that He has made us.
神系 主宰着怎样创造我们。
In all of our limitations and shortcomings.
在所有我们的短处上面都有他的主宰。
Or are we those who would complain?
或者我们是不是做一些驳嘴的人？
I like the clay that says to the potter, why did you make me like this?
好像那团泥向个窑匠投诉，你点样？点解要咁样做我？
Why did you allow this to happen?
你点解让呢事情发生喺我嘅身上？
Now, one of my sons right now is going through a season of challenge, of trial.
我其中嘅一个儿子咧，现今咧就系经历一啲好困难嘅。
And it came very suddenly.
系好突然嘅发生。
This past year, we were praying that he may find some brothers to live with, brothers in the Lord.
在上一年的时候，我们就为他祷告，希望他能够与一些弟兄们能够一同的同住。
Because his mom and I had always felt that it would be very beneficial for his spiritual growth to be living with other brothers in the Lord.
因为爸爸妈妈都觉得他是应该需要同一班基督徒同住生活，他的属灵的生活才可以长大。
But that was not the case for this past year in college.
但在上年他的大学的里面事情并非如此。
So through much encouragement and through much prayer, the Lord opened a way by which he could room with another brother in the Lord.
终于经过很多的祷告鼓励，他终于有机会能够可以同一个基督徒来。
So I know he was very excited and looking forward to this year.
他呢，所以我知道他今年开学的时候是很心情很兴奋。
His mom helped him move up a couple of weeks ago.
妈咪呢，就帮他去搬。
And on that same night that he had moved in or was getting ready to move in, the father of his roommate gave me a call.
当那一晚他是准备好搬好的时候呢，他那一个基督徒的同伴的爸爸呢，就打电话给我。
I found this to be very unusual.
咁我呢，就听电话就觉得，咦，好奇怪喎，点解打给我呢？
I did not know what was going on. Why did he want to talk with me?
点解要打给我呢？
And so I came to find out that for one reason or another,
咁其中我就发现到一件事情。
That these two young men who had just signed the lease and who had just moved in,we're not going to be rooming together.
这两个人刚刚签了租约，刚刚准备住在一起，原来他们呢，结终是不能够住在一起。
Within the day that he had moved in,
刚刚第一日就搬了进去的时候，
after much prayer and consideration,
当我们祷告了很久，想了很久，
this really seemed like the hand of God. It had prepared a way. It answered a prayer.
真的神的手是很实在就这样预备了。
And now it all came apart just as soon as it came together.
啱啱以为得嘅时候，诶，咁就原来唔得喎。
Why is that？
点解咧
？Seems so unfair。
真系好唔公平。
Now I can't get into all the details。
我唔能够做一个点样将细节解释俾你听。
And I even try not to understand it all。
我甚至自己都唔能够明白清楚。
And my son, he's been very good about this, but it's been very hard on him。
我儿子虽然尽量嘅嚟接受，但系对佢嚟讲都好难受。
We were praying about it last night even。
我昨晚同佢祷告。
And I asked him if he wouldn't mind me sharing about this.
我问佢我能唔能够让弟兄姊妹知道。
He said, well, thank the Lord, you caught me in a good mood.
感谢主我而家心情好。系可以。
So I thank the Lord that he is trying so hard to do what is right.
感谢神，因为我儿子佢尽量嘅能够接受。
Because now he has to go and find a new living arrangement. And there's much temptation to do things which are maybe not so honorable. And he feels like he's been treated so unfairly. Many ways I would agree with him.
在很多方面上我都跟他认同的。
But I cannot explain it.
但我不能够解释为什么。
No one can really explain it.
没人能够来解释。
We have to trust that this is the path that the Lord has prepared for him.
我们要相信这一条路是神带领他走的。
And that he and that we as his parents have to trust the Lord.
佢自己嚟講，對我哋父母嚟講，我哋需要信靠神。
That we would focus on the Lord.
我哋需要將我哋眼目放喺神身上。
We would not be preoccupied with the things that are horizontal.
我哋唔要被我哋身邊左右嘅事情去攪擾住。
Trying to fight for fairness.
甚至去要爭取公平等等。
Trying to arrange or manipulate the situation going forward.
甚至係嘗試將呢個安排扭轉過嚟。
I mean, there's still loose ends, a lot of loose ends that need to be dealt with.
喺呢件事情嘅發展上面，有好多嘅細節需要執手尾。
And all we can do, and all we can pray, and all we can encourage. It's to live in the presence of the Lord.
所能作、所能信教、所能找緊嘅，就係要活在呢位神嘅面前。
Do what is right.
喺佢面前作對嘅事。
Have integrity.
有一個正直喺裏面。
Pursue the righteousness of God.
找出神喺呢件事情上面神嘅公義。
And if you do this, you will not be disappointed.
當你咁樣做嘅時候，就不至於羞愧。
You will be blessed.
神就能夠藉著這件事情來祝福我們。
It may not be a blessing that is very tangible.
不是很可能不是我們實在眼看得見的祝福。
You may not see the blessing that is.
不能夠肉眼上看得出。
It may not occur this year.
可能不是在今年會發生出來。
But the Lord is faithful.
但是神是信實的。
If we draw near to Him,
當我們親近神的時候，
He will draw near to us.
神就會親近我們。
So we hold on to this.
我們要找著這點。
God is looking to mold us and to make us into a vessel of honor.
神就要等住嚟模造我哋每一个。
This is what He calls us to be.
神就系呼召我哋，要我哋咁样。
We are His masterpiece.
我哋就系神要作嘅善。
And He desires to perfect us.
神愿意将我哋磨成到一个地步，系完全嘅地步。
He can change us overnight.
神可以一日。一天就將我哋磨成好。
But many times God doesn't work this way.
但係許多嘅時候神並非如此。
God loves us too much to only work partway or halfway.
神愛我哋唔係要做一半嘅工作。
And that's why many times it takes seasons or years or even the case of Jacob, a lifetime.
所以神就要藉著一段的時間，或者甚長的時間，甚至好像在雅各身上，他一生的時間來磨造。
I want us to hold on to this one fact.
我是願意來找著一點。
We've talked many times amongst us as brothers, as brethren in the Lord, we talk about vessels of honor, vessels of glory.
在弟兄姊妹身上，我們都交通過這個題目，就是這個榮耀的器皿這個題目。
But I want us to remember that we are vessels of mercy first.
但是在這個豐盛的榮耀彰顯在一個器皿以前，我們先來是作一個蒙憐憫的器皿。
The Lord has worked in the way that He has worked, as it says in verse 23, in order that He might make known the riches of His glory upon vessels of mercy, which He prepared beforehand for glory.
9章23節羅馬書說，又要將他豐盛的榮耀彰顯在那蒙憐憫早預備得榮耀的器皿上。
I never forget the mercy of God.
我沒忘記過這位神怎樣發憐憫。
His compassions, they fail not.
他的憐憫是沒短小的。
And His faithfulness endures to all generations.
祂的信實是廣大的。
We are instruments in His hands.
我們是神手中的器皿。
That He has prepared beforehand, in advance, from really eternity past for glory.
神在過去的榮耀已經這樣預定我們。
And these instruments He wants to tune.
我們作為器皿的是被神這樣的調整。
And He continues to tune until that sound is right.
祂這樣的調整、調校，直到個音符是對為止。
So that we can become a vessel for His glory and His honor.
直至到有一天，我們這個作器皿的能夠來盛裝祂豐盛的榮耀。
And we can become a delight unto Him and unto others.
我哋作为器皿嘅，就能够成为神嘅喜悦，并且成为人嘅喜悦。
God chose us from the very beginning to become vessels like this.
神喺起初咁样拣选我哋，个终点就要嚟到呢度。
As a vessel of mercy.
我哋作为蒙怜悯嘅器皿。
To be turned into a vessel of glory.
要被作成能够彰显神丰盛荣耀嘅器皿。
So may we take hold of His calling and His choosing of us.
愿意我哋找着神对我哋嘅呼召，并且我哋对神作呢个嘅拣选。
May we take hold and always live in His presence.
愿意我哋能够找着活喺神嘅面前。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我哋嚟祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your kindness upon us.
天父，我哋为着你对我哋丰盛嘅怜悯，我哋感谢你。
Your compassions go beyond what we could ever understand.
你对我哋施嘅怜悯系我哋头脑所唔能够想象。
We thank you that in your sovereignty that there is wisdom and that there is mercy.
喺你嘅主宰嘅全知嘅主宰上面，我哋感谢你。
And that you would see something within us that is worthy to be redeemed.
你竟然喺我哋身上睇到一啲你认为值得要拯救我哋嘅东西。
And so we come before your presence.
所以我哋嚟到你面前。
And we ask that you would do your work upon us.
愿意你喺我哋身上作工。
And that we would learn to submit our will unto you.
愿意将自己降服喺你大能嘅手下。
So that you could have your perfect work done upon us.
愿意你作成你完全嘅工作。
And as much as we may want something for ourselves,
甚至有时我哋想要有一啲嘢留俾我哋自己。
We know that you have that better path.
但系神啊，你俾我哋嘅系更上好嘅。
And that you desire and you will accomplish a work which we would never be able to accomplish on our own.
你要作喺我哋身上嘅事情系我哋自己做唔到嘅。
So we give you our thanksgiving.
所以将感谢以祭献俾你。
We give you our praise.
将赞美以为祭献俾你。
So we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.